an economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Google's YouTube and Facebook's video services have some new competition from Amazon. Let's get the details from Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Good afternoon, Tom.
Great to be here, guys. Thanks.
Okay, so how, before we get into the actual competition here and how Amazon may shake this thing up, how do these video providers that allow others just to upload their own videos, how do they make money on this? How do they make money on the posting of these videos?
Well, in the case of YouTube, for instance, you know, it's primarily an inline ad-based selling platform. So the ads that you see in the pre-roll and the post-roll to these little shorts and things that have attracted billions of views on YouTube, you know, they're very cheap to buy. The ad rates are way down. Content creators don't make a ton of money out of them, even with millions of views. And I think that's one of the things that you could see happen here is the price for producers might actually start to increase and engender even more content creation. So it's small nicks paid over millions of views, and that's kind of been the YouTube model, and that's available here with this Amazon Video Direct, this AVD service as well for certain producers.
Now, with Amazon doing this, the more sites that you have where you can upload this video, does it actually have the reverse effect where it might mean less money for the producers because there's just so many options?
Yeah, but there's content, you know, competition for good content. I think the stuff that is just junk, you know, shot with your iPhone and kind of useless, you know, never really had much of a play anyway. But when you look at big channels like Dude Perfect and Epic Rap Battles of History and PewDiePie and Annoying Oranges and all those favorites on YouTube, you know something, there is an audience for those. It's going to spark competition. I think it's going to open the door for new producers to get into this and to try to do meaningful things. And there will be competition, I think, for good stuff. You know, there's a long tail here and everything else kind of falls off the end of the table, but it'll be interesting to see what Amazon can do with this. I tell you, when Amazon gets involved, you've got to take it seriously. They are a category killer. They're doing what Walmart did with brick and mortar, and just look at their stock price today. A lot of people are saying Amazon's going to go to $1,000. They're killing it in the retail space while everybody is suffering, and I just, even though YouTube's got a huge jump on them in certain categories of this, I don't put anything past them.
Amazon says that this is designed for professional video producers. What does that mean?
Yeah, there's several options that you can, if you create a video, you know, or a content, there's several tiers that you can access. You can kind of do the YouTube model where you upload it and it's up there for free and anybody can watch it and they get a 45% cut. That's basically what we talked about, the YouTube model. Then there's a couple of options that big time producers can access where that's, you know, that you upload it and it's available for rent or digital purchase even. That's going to take some pretty serious content for folks to be able to pony up that money and to engage with. That's a 50% cut they get there. It can be made available as a part of a special streaming partners program. And there's also, you know, it'll go up to Prime subscribers. And if it's popular, it gets paid on volume, how many minutes are streamed. So there are some big content providers, some big media companies that are in on this, like Condé Nast and How Stuff Works and The Guardian and Baby Einstein, Pro Guitar Lessons, some of those partners with proven properties. So there's a kind of a point of entry for everybody, I think, and depending on what your production capabilities are will depend on how you access this new system.
How many of these can we watch? I'm just thinking of all the new content that's going to be available.
Gosh, you know, that is the big thing, and I suffer with this. I mean, think of how many bookmarks you've made and things you've intended to watch and get into and stuff you know you should read because it's awesome. We're in this revolution in human history. There's never been more great content available to more people in more different ways. Yet we only have so many hours in our day. And I think that is, you bring up one of the real challenges I see to this, is that we're in this tremendous explosion. And I think because of that, you can also anticipate at some point a tremendous contraction and consolidation, just like occurs in other industries. Because the one thing that is limited in this isn't bandwidth, isn't content, isn't creativity, it's your time.
How much time in the day do we have for this? Thanks so much for joining us, Tom. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Amazon is trading.